Robinhood Radio presents Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willems. Michelle is a longtime journalist and herself is a published playwright of several theatrical works. She's a frequent contributor to the Huffington Post, Daily Beast, and the Atlantic websites. Another opening of
another show. So greetings this week from London. London, where I am seeing a quartet of shows, most especially one called A Face in the Crowd, which is based on one of my favorite films. This is now a musical, by the way. Well, a play with music is more accurate, with the songs by Elvis Costello and book by Sarah Ruhl. Now, it was in the planning stage at the Public Theater before COVID hit. And now, like more and more shows, it's beginning in London. The costs are much less. The love of theater is always here, and there is certainly no shortage of talent. All this was proved with this production, which opens officially at the end of this week. But trust me, the audience at the Young Vic, which included the family of the 1957 movie's great writer, Bud Schulberg, were into this from the start to finish. I went to one of the last previews. And rarely has a show so fit these political times. When the initially charismatic and beloved monstrous man, main character, starts yelling, "You're fired!" Even the Brits laughed at that. I predict this one moves next to the West End and then, well, yes, back to New York where it belongs. Now, as for New York news, I usually end with important deaths in the theater world, but not this time because this one is too important. James Earl Jones was a true giant. He was a stuttering child who became a voice of rolling thunder as one of America's most versatile actors in stage, film, and television. He mastered Shakespeare's tragedies and George Lucas's Star Wars as Darth Vader. Jones died last week at the age of 93. "He's my hero," Denzel Washington said. "I wanted to sound like him. He was who I wanted to be." Well, same sorts of responses from Wendell Pierce and my favorite for a possible successor, John Douglas Thompson. James Earl Jones, who has a Broadway theater named for him, thank goodness, will be sorely missed and never forgotten. Now, one new show with two big stars just had a bumpy opening. On Thursday, Mia Farrow celebrated opening night of The Roommate, the new Broadway play in which she is starring opposite Patti LuPone. It's a two-character piece. Well, on Saturday, Farrow was homebound after testing positive for COVID. The production canceled both of its scheduled Saturday performances and on Sunday went forward with Marcia Mason, you probably remember her, in Farrow's role. Mason is one of the play's associate directors, apparently, and had been working with Mia Farrow on her performance. She did the shows with script in hand, by the way. Anyway, stay tuned on that one. As for stage comings and goings, well, not unexpectedly, The Notebook is closing on Broadway and going on a national tour. I'm truly curious if they will employ the same strange, confusing, and a bridge too far woke casting of the Broadway production, as in The Black Man Looking Back on His Youth when he was white, and The White Woman the opposite. Well, you get the point. Anyway, we shall see. Now, 27 years ago, Buena Vista Social Club, an album of pre-revolutionary Cuban music, became an unexpected bestseller, and it was followed by tours and documentary films. Well, now a stage musical inspired by the making of the album is heading to Broadway. Now, I predicted this when I saw it off-Broadway earlier this season at the Atlantic, standing room only. It's scheduled to hit the Schoenfeld Theater in mid-February. And five-time Emmy Award winner and Tony Award winner Neil Patrick Harris and Tony Award winner Jane Krakowski, that's a lot of Tonys, have joined the world premiere cast of the satirical play called, hold your ears now, Shit, Meat, Fan. Yep, Shit, Meat, Fan. The play, written and directed by Tony nominee Robert O'Hara and based on the Italian film Perfect Strangers, will begin performances at MCC Theater's Newman Mills Theater on October 10th. Harris and Krakowski join an ensemble that features Deborah Messing, Billy Magnuson, and Constance Wu, and more. That's a good cast. This one takes place on the night of an eclipse when a group of longtime friends gather to guzzle cocktails and play a game in which every text, every email, and every call must be shared aloud. Sounds intriguing. And another so-called black comedy, Heathers the Musical, the stage version of the film starring Winona Ryder, I'm sure you remember it, that's coming to New York next season. Yep, the film-to-stage adaptations, they just keep on coming, which is how I began this report, of course. A Face in the Crowd, by the way, is playing at the same London theater where I saw Eureka Day a few years back, and that's now heading to New York. My next three here are Guys and Dolls, an oldie but goodie, Waiting for Godot, an even older goodie, starring one of my favorite actors, Ben Whishaw, and the oldest of all, Shakespeare's Coriolanus, starring TV and film actor David Oyelowo. I hope I pronounced that right. He's a great British talent who has been on their stages and screens and ours. Anyway, I'll see you back next week from New York City.
Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willens, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.